and mine. You may think that Jesus came all the time. Do you pray for the king? Come to dine at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it wine and dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, Master, all of them and I. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Do you fed on the truth? Turn the water into wine. To the hungry call of God, come and dine. The disciples came to him, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. Their heart's desire, let it fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Is he satisfied yet? To be here all day long. Been home just staying in the Word and kind of listening and kind of get caught up on the church age book. There's some really good nuggets in there. Amen. There's so many of them. It's hard to get caught up because I keep going back reading what we've already heard because there's so much that's in there. Are you happy and enjoying the Sweet 16? Amen.
get more revelation upon more revelation, night after night. He gives us more and more.
Amen.
We're just happy to be in His presence.
Amen.
I do want to take too much time tonight because the service is long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, but there's no other place that I want to be
than
right here. I do want to make some announcements quickly. Is that, as you all know, if the Lord willing, we're going to be leaving next week to go on the Agapo tour, and that we'll be gone almost 4 weeks. And our first stop is going to be Branson, Missouri, and then we're leaving, and we'll be starting. That'll be the start of the tour. We're going to go for 3 weeks, and then we're going to come back for a couple weeks. Then, the Lord willing, we're going to go back out again. We haven't made the announcements every place that we're going. As yet, but we're very excited to go out and to show the people the Agapo tablet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It will. It's going to change the way that the message is distributed and giving it to the bride of Jesus Christ. And for the saints overseas that have the safe opportunity that we have is to hear the voice of God. All the way through it is, it's wonderful. I thank the Lord for the books. They're everything to us. But you got to hear that voice.
Amen.
And it always is in the translations that I know I've said it to you many times. But if we didn't speak English and there was someone up here and they were speaking, if our brother Ferguson was up here and he was speaking in French, and he'd come up and he would say that in French, he would say, "I love you." I could translate what he said, but the feeling comes from Brother Ferguson. So this message, when we hear Brother Branham say something, it's a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We love the Hank, the Totes, the Fetches, and everything that he said.
Amen.
It's words of eternal life to us. And what is, people say, well, that wasn't important in what he said. It's all important.
Amen.
Who's going to determine what needs to be taken out and what you're going to leave in?
Amen.
Then they become the absolute. I've only got one absolute.
Amen.
Amen. One of the other things that we're planning on doing is, if you know, that we're really excited about tune, is that we're going to be having tape services with the people and wanting to go just to remind the people and to remind the pastors is how important it is to have the tape services.
Amen.
That you have to have it. You have to listen to the voice.
Amen.
And to play it. It's not just in your home or in your cars that when we get together is that they've got to play the tapes. They've got to do as they feel led of the Lord to do. That's between them and the Lord and how they feel. But I just want to encourage them. Bring Brother Branham back in the pulpit.
Amen.
Bring him back.
Amen.
He shouldn't have never left.
Amen.
Right.
But it's important that it is to hear the voice. There's just nothing like it. We've all experienced it. Of sitting together and listening to the tapes and heard the tapes many times. That we've all experienced of listened to it, then come together in service like this. Sitting together in heavenly places. And it's like, whoa, is that even the same message I've listened to 5 times?
Amen.
That Holy Spirit, that anointing, and when it comes, that it licks the fire. If we could all just see licks of fire, what it is, if you just got one match, it's nice. But when you get a bunch of them together, it's a big, nice fire.
Amen.
And that's what that Holy Spirit does. But we covet for your prayers that while we're gone and along the road, and I'm thankful that the Lord has given us a man that loves this message, loves the Lord, stands for this message, and believes it with all of his heart, our brother Samuel.
Amen.
I told him the greatest compliment that I could give to him is I can guarantee you I wouldn't leave this place unless I was sure he was going to say exactly what I say, to believe exactly what I say. Because I believe, I have to believe that, I don't know why, but the Lord put me here. And it's going to be a death grip to get me away. Thank you. If that's His will, then that's what I want to do. I hope you know what I meant by that.
Amen.
I just want to be in His perfect will. Whatever that He wants me to do, and that's what I want to do. Pray that He gives me the strength.
Amen.
Oh, we just want the strength, and we all do, is to do what He wants me to do. Nothing else matters. It's not the will of man, it's the will of God.
Amen.
And that He will, and it's just a privilege. It's, you know, we're sitting back here talking, and you know, I don't understand, is one of the things that in the ministry, the greatest thing, if you lived in the days of Brother Branham, how I would have wanted to been Brother Roy Borders. I would want to have been the one that come up here and says, "I welcome to the platform, Brother Branham."
Amen.
Who would want that job?
Amen.
It would be the greatest job there is. If you really got a revelation of this message, and this is the seventh church age messenger, and I have the ability to stand before him and introduce him to you, I couldn't have nothing greater. You're talking about a call on your life. I got a call on my life. What greater call is there than that?
Amen.
It sure ain't to hear me or anybody else. It's to introduce you to God's prophet.
Amen.
And if we believe this message, who are we really introducing?
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now that confuses a lot of people, but it don't confuse His bride. Because we know who we worship.
Yeah.
We worship the God that lived through the man.
Amen.
But God's the one that chose the man. He predestinated him. He ordained him to bring us this message.
Amen.
That's His choosing. So if you got any problems, you got to take it up with Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So while we're gone, we're going to have as our brother Jonathan Phillips is our brother. What is your name? Brother William and a lot of the brothers, he'll be going. Brother William's been doing an awesome job. Yeah. You see how we have to keep him between us, don't you? I told Brother Samuel, it's a good thing we're not set like that, Brother Samuel, me, and then. But we appreciate you, Brother William, and the job that you're doing. And
amen.
We want to, as Brother Phillips will be coming up, and his wife, Sister Bethany. Sorry.
Joanna.
Joanna is going to be playing the piano for him while they're gone. They're used to playing together. And singing, so they're going to fill in while we're gone. So again, just be praying for us that while we're gone, that the Lord would be with us and guide us in what we say and what we do, and that we just want to be into His will. I don't want to take up much of your time, but I do have something what we had heard last night, just to touch on what Brother Branham says. He said it was that lap over. Did you get that lap over time that he said? The time that we're living in, he says that it was between the Philadelphia and the Laodicean church age. He said it was the open door.
Amen.
He said, what was that open door? He said, what is it? He said, it was the revelation of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not being a second person of the Trinity, but being God Himself made flesh.
Amen.
And dwelling among us.
Amen.
That's a key right there if you didn't catch it.
Amen.
Made flesh and dwelling among us in this end time. And that's what we believe. And I love the way Brother Branham, he tells that story last night. He talks about that shepherd. And he said, how's that shepherd? He came down, he was in the car and he looked and he says, oh, now we're going to have real chaos. And he said, they stopped the car and they looked and he goes, well, you'd be surprised, Brother Branham. And as the shepherd was walking down, he was with his sheep and stuff. He says, here's all the distractions and everything else that's going on. He said, the shepherd was leading the way. And he said, every one of them sheep were just following that shepherd.
Amen.
Right down the way. And I love how he said that. He said that you looked over and he says, you know, it's a little different over there than it is here. He says, on the street, all the vendors, they had all their little stands and everything else. He says, full of all these little goodies. And he says, they're laying out. He says, it's a distraction. He says, the sheep, they looked over at it, but they kept following that shepherd.
Amen.
That's you. Amen. Satan's got the little goodies all over the place, but you keep your eye on that shepherd, he said.
Amen.
How wonderful. Amen. How he said, now the mules and the donkeys and all them, they stay out in the field, but he says, it comes nighttime, he gathers all those sheep in at the corral, and he puts them in the corral, and then he sets at the gate and guards the gate and won't let the wolves in. Aren't you happy for that tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we have to follow our shepherd.
Amen.
And our shepherd has something. You know what it's called? It's called the hidden manna.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
He said the hidden manna, a little something special. What is the special? You know, I read this to you the other night, and I just really feel pressed to read it to you again tonight, and that you heard it. You've probably read over it a lot of time in your church age book, and it's true. Satan hates the church age book.
Amen.
He hates the church ages because it reveals him.
Yes.
And if your spiritual thinking cap is on, like Brother Branham said, you can see him where he came back up all the way back there until he is right now. The Nicolaitanism spirit. It's everywhere. He says, but that hidden manna, that little something special, the blessing of the Holy Ghost, is that what it is? Is that hidden manna a blessing of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost. He said, oh no. He said, that's for the whole congregation. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost. That's for all of us. But he said that hidden manna was for him.
Amen.
Amen. He says, but the hidden manna was a special revelation because he had to teach others.
Amen.
A special revelation, see, was a little more knowledge of the scriptures that he could teach others. He's supposed to be that. He had to teach others.
Amen.
He had a greater revelation, a greater knowledge of the message than no one even knows. We don't even know. It's not even the Holy Ghost. We don't even know it. Was given to who?
Yes.
The seventh church age messenger.
Amen.
Amen. Why do we call Brother Branham our pastor? Is he our pastor?
Amen.
Is Brother Branham your pastor?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's listen to what he said about that. You'll never live no higher than your pastor.
Amen.
That's why he's our pastor. I set my goals high.
Amen.
As high as I can get them. And that's as high as you can get right there.
Amen.
Then he goes on and says, right after he says that, you'll never get higher than your pastor. You just remember that.
Amen.
Amen. I do. Because he's the shepherd that feeds you.
Amen.
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 He's the one that feeds you. We believe in God called men. There are. Faithfully taught. He said that there were. There'll be always two faithfully taught men that will take you back to the Word. He said they're faithfully taught. But, he says, but if he's the shepherd, he's got to know where to get the manna.
Amen.
You got to know where to get the manna before you can feed them.
Amen.
Who's got the hidden manna again?
Prophet.
He says he's got to know where to get the manna, where the manna is to feed the sheep. How can he even feed them if you don't get the manna? Oh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So who's got the hidden manna? The seventh church age messenger has got the hidden manna. Now, White Rock. He shall have a white rock. This angel shall have a white stone. That's a rock, isn't it? And that it was his purity. He met a man one time, and his name was Simon. And he changed his name to Rock, which is Peter. Why? He had the keys. Is that right? He changed his name, made him a rock. Is that right? Peter had the keys because he was the one who had the keys to the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. What was the key? The revelation of who Jesus was. He said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. I'll change your name." Amen. Praise the Lord. A new name not written in the rock that nobody knows but himself. Nobody even knows what that name is. He knows who he is, but he can't tell others. No one knows it but himself. See, Peter knew he had the keys, but he didn't. You didn't hear him going around bragging about it. You know what? I hear a lot of bragging. I've heard a lot of bragging. A lot of people, "You've got to have my ministry. You got to sit underneath me. You've got to hear what I have to say." Amen?
That's right.
That's what we've heard. Amen. You've heard you got to have it. Listen to what Brother Branham says about that. Brother Branham says, "Those guys who brag about that, they are usually nothing."
Amen. Amen.
Got to take it up with him.
Amen.
He says they're usually nothing. You've got to watch the Spirit. If it's pointing it back and saying, "Well, we believe Brother Ram. Well, we believe the message. Well, we preach the message." You have to do it by leadership. You have to hear the word.
Amen.
You have to, if it becomes my, me. There's no my and me's. It's incredible. We were sent back there fellowshipping. That it is Brother Branham himself, the seventh church age messenger. What did he do? He led us to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The very prophet himself, he led us. Not to him. He said, "Not me, it's him."
Amen.
But so many, that Nicolaitan spirit, "It's me." They don't even want to take you to the prophet.
Amen.
They want to end it right here, to me.
Amen.
It's me. It's my ministry. It's my what I can do. How great I am. They don't want to lead you onto the prophet, which leaded us to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. A white rock, and in it a new name. Not his own name, William Marion Branham. That's me. But he's somebody else that only himself knows. Once again, why do we have to hear the tapes? He that's got the rock, the name, which is the seventh church age messenger, that special manna that he had to feed the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's what that special manna is to the bride of Jesus Christ, going to that prophet that feeds his church. And that's that stored up food that you're getting ready to hear tonight.
Amen.
You believe that with all your heart?
Amen.
Amen. There's many things we don't understand. And it's going to take eternity to tell what it is. And who that it is. For Brother Branham says all the way through, it's what? Jesus. 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 He said there's many women that's in here tonight. He said, "But there's only one Miss Branham. She's going to go home with me.
Amen.
She's got my name." He said, "I hope you catch that."
Amen.
I caught it.
Amen.
I've caught the vision.
Amen.
That it is. He's come again in our end time.
Amen.
And he's called out a bride.
Amen.
He said that we're amateur gods. We were in his thoughts in the beginning. We're not the seventh church age messenger. But that was the message. Hebrews 13:8 is what? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God come dwelling and living in a man. He said it was the exact same thing, but the corporal body. There it is. That's the revelation. Once you have that revelation, then God opens up everything to you. And my prayer is what Brother Branham said last night as we stand. He said, "Father, we're just not ready yet. We want to be ready.
Amen.
We've been in the wilderness long enough.
Amen.
It's time to go home.
Amen.
The bride is making herself ready." So let us bow our heads. And as we think about him, we worship him and we welcome him to come into our midst tonight, so that we can feed upon that word, so that we can make ourselves ready. We want to make ourselves ready, Lord Jesus. All these wonderful things that we've heard, the the words, that hidden manna, the new name. Oh, what a revelation it is to the bride. So few know it, but we're privileged to know it and to understand it and to believe it. And that's why it's so important. We believe. I don't understand it all, but I believe it all. So we want to take this opportunity to welcome you to come in and to be with us and anoint us afresh with His Holy Spirit. We want to thank Him for what He's done for us, the wonderful time that He's given to us, His Holy Spirit. How wonderful it was last night just to feel His presence with us.
Amen.
We thank You, Lord. We all have needs, and there's many a prayer request that's come in tonight, that many are sick, have problems. But we know Father knows each and every one of those.
Amen.
And He's going to answer each and every one of them. And He's going to answer your prayer tonight.
Amen.
Has He already answered your prayers?
Amen.
Just raise your hand and say, Lord, thank You for all the prayers You've already answered for me, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank You. And what I got on my heart right now, Lord, with my hand lifted up to You, You know what's on my heart below that hand, Lord. And I'm dependent on You, Lord, to give it to me, Lord. I'm Your child, Lord. You're so wonderful, Lord. He's going to give it to you. We believe it with all of our heart. So let's just welcome Him tonight as we sing our little song to Him, that we reach out and touch Him as He comes by. How wonderful it is to think that He comes down and He just visits with us, and He just comes in and out and back and forth, and you just feel His presence here. Do you feel Him with you tonight? Do you feel Him standing right here with us?
Yes.
That same pillar of fire that led the children out of Israel, right here with you, coming in and out here to give you the desire of your heart. So let's just sing our song to Him as we welcome Him. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out.
To approach Your throne, Lord, as Your son and Your daughter, Lord. Father, thank You for this opportunity, Father. Lord, we've gathered together one more time with believers of like precious faith. And Lord, just to feel Your presence. Lord, there's nothing like it, Father. Oh, Lord, just breathe on us, Father. Lord, may that waves of glory come over us, Father. Lord, we open our hearts and raise our hands and say we worship You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for, Lord, calling us out in this time. Lord, open up our ears, Father, to hear thus saith the Lord. Father, to recognize the prophet You sent in our day. Lord, there's just no words to describe it, Father. How thankful that we are. Lord, each request that was under each arm and hand that was raised, Father, the ones that are written here on the pulpit, Father, You know every single one.
Amen.
And Lord, there's nothing too little, nothing too small that You care about. Lord, You just are so good to us, Lord. Father, each request I pray, Lord, that You just grant it, Father. Meet each need, Father. And Lord, as we go further on to this service, Lord, we just want to worship You, Lord. And I just pray that You'd be with us as we hear your word tonight, Lord, open up our hearts, Father. Lord, just give us more of your revelation, Father. More of you, Lord. More of that perfect love, Lord. Lord, we just ask all of these things, Lord, in the greatest name that we know is on the face of the earth, Lord, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by slowly. Lord needs to supply. Just reach out. So wonderful to be back here again tonight. Just can't wait for what's in store, what the Lord's going to allow us to see. He's truly everything to me. He's my best friend. He's everything. How many feel that way in their hearts? Amen. Well, He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me, for He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He is everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me, for He's my father. One more time. Oh, He is everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. For He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. And oh, Lord, send the power just now. Lord, send the power just now. Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, Lord, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power just now.
Father, what an honor and privilege it is to be in your house this evening, Father. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us this evening. Lord, speak to our hearts. We're so grateful to have this storehouse and we can come and get fed, Lord. We thank you for the leadership of Brother Joseph, Lord.
Amen.
How you lead him by your great spirit. May that great spirit speak to each one of us tonight, Father. As we take these tithes and offerings, may they go to the furtherance of this gospel, the spreading of this wonderful message. Be with us this evening, we pray. Ask for your anointing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Everyone, oh Lord, they were all in one accord. His power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them, as was promised, said He was in. This old time power was given to our fathers who were true. His promise to be leaders, and we all may have amen. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power. One more time. They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, Hosanna, blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Amen. One more time. Oh, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. And oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. And glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. And glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. And glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Coming very soon. Amen. It's just any day that he's going to be coming for us. And let's just sing that little song, Just Any Day. Just any day.
God is so good.
Us the message, the 10 virgins and the 144,000. Truly, we do believe that it was the hen manna given to his prophet to give to his bride tonight.
Amen.
It's a privilege to introduce our pastor and our prophet to this pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life. God bless you. It's Brother Branham.